The Spectacles, Part 1. Many years ago, people laughed at the idea of love at first sight. But people who have got strong emotions have always said that it exists. I am going to tell you a story which proves that love at first sight can happen and that it is a very real phenomenon. I am still a young man, not yet 22 years old. My family name at present is Simpson, a common name. I say at present because this wasn't always my family name. I took the name legally last year in order to receive a large inheritance, which had been left to me by a distant relative, Adolphus Simpson. In his will, he wrote that I would only get the money if I changed my family name to his. My first and middle names are Napoleon Bonaparte, and these I didn't change. I didn't really want to change my family name because I liked my real name, which was Froissart. I want to tell you a strange coincidence about the names of some of my relatives. As I have said, my father's family name was Froissart. My mother was called Croissart. Her mother, my grandmother, was the daughter of a man called Froissart, and his wife's name was Moissart. Mademoiselle Moissart's mother, who was my great-great-grandmother, was only 14 when she became a wife. All the women I have mentioned married very young. These early marriages were common in France at the time. But isn't it a coincidence to have the names Moissart, Froissart, Croissart, and Froissart all in the same family? I was proud of these names, and therefore, changing my name to Simpson was not easy. But I wanted the inheritance, and this was the only way to get it. I now want to tell you a little about myself. Many people consider me very handsome. I'm tall, I've got long black hair, and I've got a very nice nose. My eyes are large and grey, but there is one problem with them. They are weak, and this means that I can't see very well. This irritates me a lot, but I refuse to wear spectacles. In my opinion, spectacles ruin one's good looks, and they would make me look older and more serious. I manage very well without them, and no one knows about my problem. I will now add only a few words about my character. I'm very impulsive and enthusiastic, and I've been a great admirer of women all my life. One night last winter, I went to the opera with my friend, Mr. Talbot. The theatre was very full of people, but fortunately, we had reserved seats in the front row. My friend was a real music lover, and all his attention was on the opera. I, however, spent all my time looking at the audience, which consisted of all the rich society people of the city. Suddenly, I saw a figure in a private box who I hadn't observed before. If I live for 1,000 years, I will never forget the intense emotion I felt when I saw this figure. She was the most beautiful woman I had ever seen. Her face was turned away from me, so I couldn't see all of it, but I could tell that she was perfect in every way. I had dreamed of such a marvelous woman, but had never seen one before. For at least 30 minutes, I looked at this lovely figure and studied every part of her that I could see. She was not only beautiful, but also beautifully dressed. She was wearing expensive jewels, which showed that she was very rich and had excellent taste. During this 30 minutes, I realized that there is such a thing as love at first sight. My emotions were different from any I'd ever felt before for a woman. I knew that I was deeply in love and that this love would never change. I hadn't yet seen her face, but I knew that no matter what she looked like, I would never stop loving her. True love, love at first sight, does not really depend on external conditions. I was convinced of that. While I was admiring this beautiful woman, there was some movement in the audience which caused her to turn her head towards me, and I finally saw her entire profile. Its beauty was even greater than I had thought, but there was something about it which disturbed me a little, although I couldn't say exactly what it was. I felt there was a mystery there, some sadness or tiredness, but this made her even more interesting to me. I wanted to go to her box immediately and meet her, but she wasn't alone. There was a man with her, and another woman who was also very beautiful, and who appeared to be a few years younger. How could I get an introduction to the older of the two women, or, for the moment at least, get a better look at her? I would have gone and sat closer to her, but the theatre was so full of people that this was impossible. Finally, I had an idea. "Talbot," I said to my friend, pulling him by the arm and pointing to the box. "Can you see that woman? Isn't she the most beautiful woman you've ever seen?" "She's certainly very lovely," he replied. "I would like to know who she is," I said. "What? Don't you know who she is?" Talbot asked in surprise. "She's the celebrated widow, Madame Lalande. The whole city is talking about her. She's considered to be the most beautiful woman in the city. She's very rich, and she's just arrived from Paris." "Do you know her?" I asked excitedly. "Can you introduce me?" "Yes, I know her, and I'll be happy to introduce you. When do you want to meet her?" Talbot asked. "As soon as possible," I answered. "I'll come to your house at 1 o'clock tomorrow." "Very well," he said. "But now please be quiet so that I can watch the opera." Talbot refused to answer any more questions and turned all his attention to the opera. I continued to look intently at Madame Lalande and finally succeeded in seeing her entire face. She was as beautiful as I had imagined. The look of tiredness or sadness that I had observed made her look a little older, which only made her more interesting. Suddenly, she seemed to realize that I was looking at her. She looked towards me, and her eyes met mine. She turned away again quickly, but then, to my surprise, she put her opera glasses to her eyes and looked at me intently for at least 5 minutes. In our society, it wasn't acceptable to look at someone in this way, and it was especially unusual for a woman to do this. If any other woman had done it, I would have been angry, but now I felt only admiration and excitement. Her action, so unusual in an American theatre, attracted the audience's attention. People had observed what was happening and were certainly talking about it. For a moment I felt uncomfortable, but Madame Lalande's face was perfectly calm. After some time, she turned to the opera again, but, as I continued to look at her, I saw her head move a little. I was now sure that she wasn't really looking at the opera. She was looking at me. I became very audacious and bowed slightly to her. I knew that this wasn't the correct thing to do, but I was so much in love that I couldn't control myself. Then, to my great surprise, Madame Lalande looked directly at me and smiled. How can I describe my happiness? Here I was, in love for the first time in my life, and my love was returned. It was clear that Madame Lalande had also fallen in love at first sight with me. The opera finished, and the audience stood up and started to leave the theatre. I left Talbot and tried very hard to get closer to Madame Lalande, but the many people round her made this impossible. I was disappointed, but as I walked home, I consoled myself with the thought that the next day, my friend Talbot was going to introduce me to the woman I loved.